AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the ABC Civic News Media
app. I'm Jim Ryan. Overnight, areas of Ukraine were destroyed. A barrage of Russian missile strikes hit energy targets in several cities. That comes as Ukraine's President Zelensky is in Washington to meet with lawmakers, President Biden and others.
President Biden is expected to announce a new aid package for Ukraine today, just as Ukraine's President Zelensky visits the White House and Capitol Hill. Zelensky is asking for more U.S. support for the war, but he's facing growing opposition among some Republicans who want more accountability for the billions of dollars already spent.
That's ABC's Justin Finch. In Indiana, a manhunt is underway for a suspected murderer mistakenly released from the Marion County Jail near Indianapolis. 28-year-old Kevin Mason walked free Wednesday. He hasn't been seen since. Fox News has announced that Rupert Murdoch is stepping down in November as chairman of Fox Corporation and News Corp. His son Lachlan is taking over. This is ABC News. People in the Libyan capital of Derna are demanding accountability after last week's destructive floods.
A lack of maintenance on the two dams which broke can be traced back over a decade. Claudia Gazzini from the International Crisis Group.
Libya's own state of turmoil with the war of 2011 against Gaddafi and then with ISIS being present in 2014, it seems that these two conflicts impeded the maintenance work.
Protesters are calling for an international investigation amid deep mistrust in state institutions in the country. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Too much junk food could be making you depressed, especially if those items contain artificial sweeteners. A new Harvard study finds that eating large amounts of ultra-processed foods may be linked to the onset of depression, increasing your risk by up to 50%. The study involved only women. Researchers say processed food can cause inflammation and affect the gut, which has been linked to brain function. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. In a press release on Wednesday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced he is still seeking applicants for the open seat in the Barron County Circuit Court Branch 2. Governor Evers extended the application deadline and will continue to extend it until the vacancy is filled. Judge J.M. Bitney previously held the seat and retired last week without a replacement in place yet. The new judge's term will run through July 31st, 2024. The Chippewa County Sheriff's job may be in jeopardy following a four-hour closed session this week. The meeting reportedly involved concerns raised by a county employee regarding Sheriff Travis Hakes and the workplace. A motion filed by the county board notes an October 10th meeting could involve authorizing charges and the statutory removal of the sheriff. A press release from the Chippewa County Board cited Chapter 7, Section 69 of the Chippewa County Human Resources Manual, which covers the county's workplace violence policy. Sheriff Hakes released a statement accusing the board of disregarding due process. He vows to fight to keep his job. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, here's your host, Kristen Bry.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the last Thursday. Only 2 days left until, only two shows left until I bid adieu for a little while. I'm feeling a little anxious about it.
Well, being totally honest. I think that would be normal.
Yeah, I keep having labor dreams, so that's weird.
What is what does a labor dream encompass?
That I dream about being in labor. It's pretty straightforward.
Even I got that one, Jen.
Well, no.
I didn't know. I mean, is it like, well, does that include delivery? You know, does it include?
Yeah. Well, this one, I think I ended up having, in last night's, I ended up having to, after hours and hours of pushing, ended up having to get a C-section, which has happened to plenty of my friends.
Of course.
So that was last night's. I also wake up in the middle of the night, like, think, just, it's just the, we've reached the, I've heard so many stories about delivery, about the first 6 to 8 weeks with breastfeeding, with all this stuff. And so now my, since we're so close, my imagination and my subconscious is like running all of the scenarios through my head.
I believe it.
And waking me up at night. So that's how I'm doing this morning. Jane Mettner, how are you doing this morning?
I am not having labor dreams.
Have you ever had a labor dream?
I have never had a labor dream. No. I'm good. I'm good. I am also a little anxious because I'm taking over for you on Monday.
I know.
And we had a little chat with management yesterday and just wanted to see, you know, what my plan is and who's going to be joining me and if there's anything I needed. And I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason. I know, shocking.
Which is funny that you asked for a fruit plate, because wasn't that one of your historic, most called in segments ever? Is
the orange.
You not eating the fruit that you bring to work?
Yes. This is the orange story. Exactly.
And so, all right. Well, I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time.
That's true. I have Greg Buck.
And you have Greg Buck.
Yes.
Greg Buck, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling quite well today, actually. I got a call from management this morning saying if I would be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. I don't know what that's about, but I'm interested.
Are you?
I am. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
I like that we keep referring to them as management like they do in The Office. It's like, corporate? We got to talk to corporate?
like you always refer to the mayor on Parks and Rec, and you never knew who the mayor was until the last episode. Like, oh, it was Bill Murray. All right, cool.
Who would our... Like, the surprise is not there because Sage has been on this show and he's been on multiple shows. But if, like, who would be? Danny DeVito.
Oh, Danny DeVito. I love radio.
Oh, all right. Well, to no one's surprise, in Wisconsin news yesterday, in less than a minute, the GOP lawmakers took zero action on Governor Evers' childcare workforce development proposals. And no one is surprised. We talked about this with CJ Safer yesterday, as far as we all kind of just expected this. And this is the ongoing. When Governor Evers calls a special session, they gavel in and out. When they being Republicans, including one that we're going to talk about today, have a new proposal, often Governor Evers is, I'm absolutely going to veto that. And round and round and
we
round
go.
We go.
Yeah.
But just to bring you up to speed, it was, I think, Greg, you said this yesterday, Baker's Dozen?
Correct. 13th time.
13th time they have gaveled in and gaveled out after being called to a special session. And yesterday, just as a reminder, it was ordered back in August by Governor Evers to consider childcare and a paid leave program and more money to the UW system and other workforce development programs. And so my question this morning is, what do you think? We talk about this all the time.
Yes.
We talk about nursing. We talk about long-term care. I mean, there was another WPR article this morning saying they're looking to virtually train 10,000 new caregivers amid job shortages because we're 20,000 caregivers short of where we need to be.
That's not good.
We're short on teachers. We're short. There's engineers. Like, there is so many. And these are also things that take degrees. These are not out of high school. These are not just, there's some trade jobs, obviously, in trade industries, but there's also jobs that, like, you need advanced training. And so my question, 844-967-2789, is what do you think will bolster the workforce?
What do we need? What's it going to take?
What do we need? Is it, because obviously on the Democratic side, there is thoughts about paid leave. There's thoughts about childcare. There's thoughts about actual investment into our UW system. And at least for me, when I hear what the GOP thinks is tax cuts. And I think that's even what Devin LeMahieu, Senate Majority Leader, said yesterday, is like what they're going to work on is comprehensive tax cuts that make Wisconsin a more appealing place to live. And like, for me personally, that does not, like, I have never chosen, as someone who's lived in the two states with the highest taxes.
Right.
And when I moved to Wisconsin, it was like a reprieve. I was like, oh, this is all yeah. I have to pay.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that we're not high. We are. If you look at the states,
right,
we are, our tax burden is higher in the top, certainly in the top half, maybe even the top 10 to 15.
I think that's, that sounds reasonable.
But to me, that doesn't move the needle as far as where I would want to live. And so it's hard for me to see the numbers beyond Texas and Florida when those are places that have, Texas has a lot of jobs, has better weather, and there are other factors in that of why people are moving there.
Yes.
Beyond just zero income tax. So we'd love to hear from you as far as what do you think, if we could pick one program to bolster our workforce, what do you think we should invest in? 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Jane, what do you think?
Well, I think that is the Republicans' answer to everything.
It's tax cuts?
It's tax cuts. It is. That's why I just don't see any other policies other than, well, that needs a tax cut. What's broken over there? Oh, we give him a tax cut. That'll fix it. It's the answer for everything. And while I agree with you that the tax burden in Wisconsin is high, that is
comparatively.
Not, comparatively, that isn't the answer to encouraging young families to move here.
Well, and especially, I mean, when we talk about the tax brackets, it's still that third highest tax bracket that's between $36,000 and $400,000. Like, this is...
That seems like a large bracket.
Maybe we should split that up.
Mm.
Maybe
yes.
Like,
I think they're, yes.
Like, under $100,000 and over
$100,000. Yeah.
Like, even that simplistic seems a little bit better than... That is a big range.
That is a huge range.
And it's very... Living off of $60,000 is very different than living off of $350,000.
At least that's what we've heard.
Been told.
Yeah.
I would not know. I've not made $350,000 ever in my life.
I'm right
even,
there.
Even with that tech money, I wasn't making $350,000.
I've walked by a bank. That's about closest I've gotten to $350,000. The other thing the Republicans do besides tax cuts, though, is they always think loosening the restrictions, deregulating. They're always like, if we just deregulate things, then yes, that's also not a thing that's going to attract people.
All right. We have someone who wants to tell us. I'm asking the question again. So CJ from Stoughton, what if you have to pick one program to bolster the workforce? What is it?
Hang on one sec. Sorry, I got that Bluetooth.
Caught? Hello. Caught on your back foot?
a little bit. I'm a little shocked that you even you took my call, and I do.
We're taking your
it.
Call, but you got to answer the question.
Okay, can I ask you a question then?
No, you got to answer my question. You
afterwards,
at least have to answer my question first. Yes.
After I answer?
If it's not a totally different topic.
All right. Well, the mere fact that you claim that the Republicans want to cut Social Security.
I never said that. We never said that. We were talking about state Republicans, and we're talking about cutting taxes in our state. We're not talking about federal Congress. We're not talking about Social Security at all.
Well, I think it all leads to, but it leads to that.
Okay, so are you going to answer my question, CJ?
State taxes. Pardon me.
Are you going to ask what would actually bolster our workforce?
That's the question, CJ.
Well, it does. When you cut taxes, it increases revenue.
So that's your answer. So you think cutting taxes? So that's fine. That's your answer. You think that by cutting taxes, we will bolster the workforce. That's great. That is a.
It draws businesses, and cutting taxes and reducing the cost and consolidating government. You talk about reducing restrictions. Sometimes, yes, I think that is something that needs to be addressed. You know, as far as regulations go for businesses and things, but you don't realize how many single small LLCs. I'm sure Devil's Radio is an
Civic
LLC.
Media Radio.
And I'm sure they used every bit of the Trump tax cuts and Wisconsin's tax cuts.
I don't think we were existent. Civic Media Radio wasn't around during the original tax Trump cuts. Not established yet.
Yeah, they used the tax cuts that were implemented, though. I guarantee it. And if you ask your business owner, they would. It creates, just like when Ronald Reagan, that's why he's the greatest conservative president ever. He brought revenues back. He reduced the marginal tax rates by exponential amounts. But it ended up creating more revenue. And unfortunately, Tip O'Neill and the Democrats were more than willing to spend more than that. But the mere fact that it does create revenue.
All right, there we go. So that's CJ's answer. CJ thinks that by cutting taxes, that is the best way to bolster our workforce and get people in the state and cover some of these shortages across industries. What do you think? 844-967-2789. What do you think that the best thing that we can do to get people in nursing, get people in child care, get people in teaching, all these different industries that we're saying that we need more folks? Is it tax cuts? Is it better pipelines through the UW system? Let us know what policy you think actually would move the needle. 844-967-2789. So we're going to keep talking about that on the other side of the break. But we also, there's a new bill. There's new Republican bills talking about tax exemptions for unborn children.
Ah!
And other measures to promote adoption and reduce abortions, as they yesterday wanted nothing to do with funding childcare.
No.
But there's other ideas they have of how you can take care of your children. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, too. But still want to hear from you on whether or not you think that tax cuts bolsters the workforce or other ideas that you might have. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Friday. It's the Big Ten opener on the road against Purdue. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 80 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 54. High of 76 tomorrow. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. Low 70s Saturday, mid 60s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 67.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK. What's your name in here? Take a look around. At least you got friends.
I call my own lady. Old friendly word. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Metnair and Greg Bach on the board, and it is my second to last show before I have to go have a baby. And so we're having fun today, having fun tomorrow. A little preview for tomorrow. My husband is going to be here for the 11 o'clock hour tomorrow.
I'm really looking forward to that.
And we're going to take your we're asking for your advice. As first-time parents, we are asking for you to call in and give us your best advice, or what was the best advice you got when you had kids.
And alternately, don't do this.
Yeah. My cousin stopped by yesterday, and she gave me a little care package and gifts. And one of the things, this is a piece of advice I had not gotten yet, is put the cardboard books in their crib, like, way earlier than you'd think.
Oh, really?
So with both of her boys, she, like, by the time they were, like, 4 or 5 months, because when they wake up from their nap, they touch the books. They, even though they obviously are not reading, but they just, like,
interact
with books from, like, as early as possible when they're not swaddled. And I was like, no one has given me that piece of advice yet.
That's
and
a
I will
great
absolutely
idea
do that one.
Yeah,
so thank you, Cousin Beth. But yeah, so that'll be tomorrow at 11. We would love to engage with you and hear your advice, as I've shared, you know, basically 6 out of the months. I think I was in my second trimester when we announced on the show, so for the last 6 months, I've been sharing a lot of my pregnancy journey with you. So here's your opportunity to let me know what I should do next.
Good luck.
Good luck. So that's coming up tomorrow. But coming up later today, we have a public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And also Paul Noonan will be here to give us his update with the Brewers, the Packers, the Badgers. Because we didn't really talk about the Packers' kind of sad last-minute loss on Monday. So we'll have to debrief it a little bit today. But and then at 10:50, at the end of this hour, we're giving $100 away again, thanks to Auto Glass Giveaway. So listen to the sound of glass breaking. That will be your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card sponsored by Auto Glass Now. So coming back to the topic at hand, we are talking about the gavel in, gavel out from yesterday, which was expected. And there's nothing very new or revolutionary to say about it, I guess.
They're really good at it.
Well, it depends how you define good, because it actually was 40 seconds.
Well, I know. So that just implies to me that there was more thoughtfulness behind the gavel in, gavel out.
Well, and then also, I think I saw Jesse Opoyan tweet that they didn't technically gavel out. So the session is still open.
How does that work?
I don't know exactly how it works, but she corrected a tweet. She said, correction, they technically did not gavel out, and so the session is still open. And I don't know if that's just semantics, but for whatever, it was worth enough that she felt like she had to correct herself.
Wow.
This is Jesse O'Poyen, who now writes, is a Capitol reporter for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But it was about 40 seconds, which I was thinking back to my attempt to stay on a mechanical bull. I don't think I could do 40 seconds on a mechanical bull. So they would have definitely beat me this time. But in a statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu said lawmakers in the GOP held body would consider Evers' bill under the normal legislative process, including being referred to a committee. Will it die in committee? Maybe.
But of course.
They didn't say we're absolutely not doing this. It said we're going to do this in the normal process.
Okay.
And so, you know, this was under the umbrella of talking about workforce development, whether we're talking about paid leave, we're talking about childcare, talking about UW systems and workforce development programs. And so with that, just wondering what you think would actually move the needle. What would you like to see when it comes to the shortages that we're feeling, whether we're talking about long-term care and the crisis that they're going through because there's not enough staff, whether we're talking about teachers, there's so many different industries that we talk about that need people. And so 844-967-2789, but we did have a follow-up to CJ's thought that it's taxes.
Yep. From our boss, Sage.
Oh!
It's not 1980. Lowering taxes can raise revenue only when taxes are very high. They are at historically low levels today. And we're going to jump right to the phone and talk to Beverly is on the line. What would you like to see happen, Beverly?
Oh, well, great for Sage, and CJ's got it backwards. But there is just one thing that could bolster our workforce, unquestionably.
Okay.
Increase taxes on the rich. Do that, and now you've got money for childcare, you've got money for paid family leave, you've got money for workforce development, you've got money for our schools, you got money for our counties. It's a simple answer.
And so do you, because you just feel like it then, it goes to programming. So it comes back to programming and opportunity to have childcare funded, schools funded, and just getting people in the workforce who want to be working.
Absolutely. You've got to give the workers a chance.
Do you think?
And history has told us when you give the workers a chance and you give them a fair playing field, the economy will go crazy.
Do you think that does enough to
Beverly? As long as we keep in-
I was going to say, do you think that does enough? Because I'd also, like, we need more people. And so do you think that alone does enough to attract people to move here?
I'm not convinced we need more people. I'm convinced, I think that if we start encouraging the workforce, those workers will be generated. I don't have the statistics, but I know that there are shortages, but I know there's all kinds of people out there that would like to work if they could get a living wage.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks so much for the call, Beverly.
The education that they need.
Absolutely. We're coming up against a break, so we got to let you go, but thank you for your call, as always. We'll keep talking about this, but also... Actually, we're going to move on because I want to talk about the other bipartisan bill that got reintroduced, Final Five voting. Do you think it's confusing? I don't, and I'll tell you why. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. Ukraine's President Zelensky is on Capitol Hill meeting with lawmakers and looking for more help in his fight against Russia. He meets with President Biden and other U.S. officials this afternoon. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy weighing in on Zelensky's visit.
Zelensky asked for a joint session. We just didn't have time. He's already given a joint session. So what we're doing for Zelensky is exactly the same thing we did for the Prime Minister of the UK, the Prime Minister of Italy. We're putting the bipartisan group of members together to meet with him.
Meantime, McCarthy is working on stopgap measures to avert a government shutdown in 9 days. One proposal is a 30-day spending bill as a temporary fix to work on a longer-range plan. And a big change at Fox News, the network announcing Rupert Murdoch is stepping down in November as chairman of Fox Corporation and News Corp, his son Lachlan taking over. In a statement, he congratulated his dad on his 70-year career. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature would lower the age of consent for vaccinations in the state. According to a WQOW report, Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire is a co-sponsor of the bill and cited misinformation about vaccines as a reason minors should be able to choose to get vaccinated. The bill would allow any minor 16 years or older to request to be vaccinated, regardless of whether or not a parent or guardian consents to the vaccination. Administrator for the Wisconsin Ethics Commission, Dan Carlton, has made it clear that if any of his staff members leak details from an ongoing investigation, he will personally terminate them and refer them to law enforcement. According to a Wisconsin Law Journal report, the strict reminder comes following accusations by a talk radio host that Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz's campaign conducted money laundering. A spokesperson for Protasiewicz called the accusations a conspiracy theory. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Owning livestock can be a tricky business at times. The insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services understands, which is why we work with ranchers every day to help mitigate risk. So whether you're looking for protection against price declines or loss of gross margin, Egg Country can help you. Livestock revenue protection is available for cattle, dairy, and swine. Learn more about your options by contacting your local Egg Country office.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair, and we got Greg Bach on the board. Jane, what's coming up later today?
If you are a Brewers fan, you can listen to the game live today. Brewers at Cardinals. The game is at 12:15. You can listen live at WRJN, WRCE, and WISS in Oshkosh.
Absolutely. Brewers, how are we doing right now, Greg? Give us an update.
We're doing great. We're about seven games ahead. We crushed them last night. It was really, really fun to witness on my phone.
On your phone?
On my phone. Nice. Watching updates because I won't pay for Bally's.
Fair enough. All right. Well, let's wrap up with one more text on our topic at the beginning of the hour of workforce development. What actually will move the needle? What do you think? And we have John from the Falls.
John from the Falls checking in. Good morning, everyone. Personally, I would try to strengthen the childcare sector and make it more affordable so that more people can actually accept jobs outside of the home. If CJ really believes tax cuts will help bring more people to the state to work, let's give it a try. Remove all state taxes on the first $40,000 that every person in the state earns and see what happens.
See what happens. I don't know.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
But that is, and that technically would be a tax cut for everyone.
It would, yes.
Instead of $40,000.
Instead of just the really, 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 really rich people.
Well, technically before it was a tax cut for everyone, it was just a very small percentage.
Yeah. To the non-rich people.
Yes. So I wanted to move on because I don't think we can talk about this enough as far as when we try to talk about small D democratic solutions to bipartisanship, to mitigating how polarized we are and how we are in this place where so often we're talking about holding our nose and voting for the person we like the least. The least worst person.
Yes.
So I woke up this morning after my labor dream and it was like 5:45 and I did the thing that you shouldn't do, which is check your phone immediately and start scrolling. And who else did I see but Mr. Jay Weber from Right Wing Talk Radio. And I got this breaking news from him. And he said, ranked choice voting is awful. It's an awful, confusing mess that voters don't really understand and delays results for days. So much is done behind the scenes that it leaves openings for fraud. It's an effing awful idea, and other lawmakers should snuff this out quickly. And this is in response to an article yesterday, or news yesterday, that a bipartisan bill has a renewed effort to introduce ranked choice voting in congressional elections. And we've talked about Final Five voting on this program before. This is a bipartisan bill that's been introduced now, I think, multiple times. And as of yesterday, a bipartisan group of lawmakers in Madison did revive that effort. And this is specifically with congressional primaries. Or federal primaries. So for Congress and for Senate, which we would have one for next year.
Okay.
I don't know if this would actually get passed by next year.
Seems unlikely.
But I am a fan. So I am not on Jay Weber's side of this, shockingly.
What?
And I would love to hear from you. I have a little bit of a game of how I would like to explain Final Five voting using Wisconsin's favorite foods.
That's a great idea.
But I would also think, do you think it's confusing? Is Final Five voting in the way that what you know about it, is it confusing? Is it too confusing for us to
grasp?
Even think that we could ever consider this as a different model? Because, you know, the model we're doing right now just works so well and where everyone's so happy with the results that we're getting.
Oh, yes.
But give us a text. I think I have a lot to get through, so I'm not sure we're going to take calls. But shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Do you feel like Final Five voting is too complicated, or is it something that you think that we should work towards? And so just briefly, how this works is it's an open primary. So right now, if you think about it, how we do our primary system, there's a Democratic primary and there's a Republican primary. And the person from each party who gets the most votes in the primary is the one who then is on the general ballot in the fall. And there's one from each party, and then there's independent or third party people who can sometimes get on the ballot. And this new scenario, everyone, no matter their party, would be on the same ballot in the primary.
So Democrats, Republicans, independents,
everyone. And there isn't just the top Democrat and just the top Republican. So the way I think about this is, let's say we were having a vote of Wisconsin's favorite food.
All right.
So there's 11 different people running. There's 11 different products that are food products that are running to be Wisconsin's favorite food. And they're not separated by, you know, meat versus dairy versus drink. It is just food. Everyone is together.
Everyone is the food.
Everyone is the food. So we got Brandy Old Fashioned is running.
That's a t-shirt.
This is an order of, this is an alphabetical order of what I chose.
Okay.
You can judge me on which Wisconsin foods I chose as the top 11. There's Brandy Old Fashioned's running, Brats are running, Cannibal Sandwiches are running. They're the underdog. Cheese curds are running, Colby cheese, because everyone's always trying to say that Colby cheese should be Wisconsin's cheese, and then it immediately gets pushed back. We got cream puffs, Culver's Butter Burgers, custard, General Custard, because there's debate over which custard is the best.
Yeah, don't go there.
Fish fry, Kringle, Miller High Life. Spotted Cow decided not to run. So it's just Miller High Life.
Wow.
So this is the open primary. Everyone who votes gets to vote for one.
Only one of the 11 foods.
You only get to one. We're not ranking yet.
Okay.
So if you were to vote, Greg.
Yeah.
What would be your favorite? To get out of the primary of those 11, who would you vote for?
Because it was the one that I can remember quickest, I'm going to go with Old Fashioned.
Okay, Old Fashioned.
I select a Colby cheese, and I just want to say Cannibal Sandwich needs a better PR team because they got a tough fight.
So that's as simple as it would be in the primary selection. You would go in, you would vote for, it's an open primary, everyone's on there. You vote for your favorite. And then of those, the top five go on to the general.
The top five foods.
So it could be five desserts. It could be five drinks. We don't have five drinks, but it's not by party or, in this example, food type.
Okay.
So in this next example, so let's say, sorry for both of you, your favorites did not get through.
Bummer.
So this is rigged.
So the five that made it to the general are the Brandy Old Fashioned. Oh, so you used it to get through. Brandy Old Fashioned, brats,
okay,
cheese curds,
okay,
fish fry, Miller High Life. So now, if we're voting, say it's November, we're voting in the general. Now, when you go in, you're not just voting for one. You're ranking those top five.
I have to put them in order of my favorites. Yeah.
So in this order, Jane, Brandy Old Fashioned, brats, cheese curds, fish fry, Miller High Life. 1 through 5.
I will go Brandy Old Fashioned.
Okay.
Cheese curds, fish fry. What am I missing?
Brats and Miller High Life.
Brats and Miller High Life.
Yeah, because you don't drink beer. And so I'm going to copy and paste this so I can remember your answers as well, Greg. What rank yours?
Fish fry, brats, cheese curds. What was... And the next one, and Miller High Life. So
Miller High Life's last.
Yeah.
Brandy Old Fashioned.
Brandy Old Fashioned. Yeah.
Okay. So then that's your vote. Instead of voting for one, you rank five. And this way you know that your vote counts because even if you're top, so like for fish fry for you, if they don't win,
yeah,
then your vote will get counted as far as your second preference.
Oh.
So what happens is, so let's say the votes come in and for easy math, only 100 people voted. Brandy Old Fashioned got 5 votes, brats got 20 votes, cheese curds got 25 votes, fish fry got 35 votes,
ooh,
Miller High Life got 15. So in that scenario right now, no one has 50. No product has 50. Had any of those products had 50, like 50% or 50 votes, since there's only 100 votes, gotten just straight out that many people were like, this is our number one preference, boom, we have a winner. We have no reallocation of votes.
All right.
Instead, since the top earner so far is first preference only has 35, we take the bottom, which is Brandy Old Fashioned, which only got 5 votes, and we take those 5 votes and we look at who their second preference was, and we give those, we redistribute those. So now, because Brandy Old Fashioned had 1 vote for brats, 2 votes for cheese curds, 1 vote for fish fry, 1 vote for Miller High Life, now everyone's total goes up of the 4 that are remaining. And we keep doing that. So in the next round, Miller High Life, no one still has 50. So the top fish fry now has 36 because they got 1 of Brandy Old Fashioned's votes. So now Miller High Life, lowest one. Their 16 votes get reallocated. And they look at their second preference. And so we keep going until we get 50. And so basically what happens is, people run campaigns instead of just pointing their finger and saying how bad that guy is. They want to run a more positive campaign because if they're not going to be your first favorite, they at least want to be your second favorite.
Yeah.
I get it.
Do you?
I do.
How was that? Without that was... the visuals, with just the verb, just words trying to explain it with food, how'd I do?
I think that was really great.
I enjoyed that lesson completely, but you know what? I'm serious. I like that. But here's the thing is, I understand why this confuses Jay Weber.
Oh. Yow. Meow.
I see you on Twitter X.
And so, yeah. So no one, you know, I think this is, the advantages of this, I think, are it cleans up our politics. It gets people's vote. It actually counts. It makes people accountable to the actual person who is the most popular ends up winning versus in the system that we have now, you don't even need 50%. If there's three candidates, you don't need 50%.
Yeah.
What I do think is complicated, what complicates it right now in the way that this bill, I think, is being proposed is that it would only be for federal seats. And so you're giving the opportunity for the clerks, they now have two election systems to run. So I feel, for me, I feel like if we're going to do this, it has to be all or nothing.
All or nothing?
Because it's already, our clerks are so overworked already and under-resourced that to have different voting machines, a different voting tabulation process, and not give them any more resources to actually do both, especially if you think about if we were, say we were magically going to be able to do this next year, mm-hmm. that means, you know, what we would do in the primary in August for all eight congressional seats and both primaries for, or a primary for a Senate seat would be different than all of the state legislative seats that will be up. And then same thing for the general, it'd be two different voting systems.
Yeah, that's a mess.
That to me, and other states have done it. Maine has done this. Alaska has done this. This was notorious last year when that's how Sarah Palin did not get a congressional seat.
She couldn't believe it.
But I don't know. I'm going to pause there with a couple minutes that we have and see if we have any, do we get any texts or if we get any feedback on whether or not I did this well.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From the 541, instead of ranked choice voting, would Mr. Weber be on board with majority winner 50% plus one and runoff elections?
I would have to ask him.
And then from the 608, final four or five voting is great. It stops us from being held hostage by the small fraction of a fraction that vote in August primaries. Decide elections in November with wider audiences, and let's have candidates that enough people are satisfied with. People can figure it out and will probably find it interesting. Again, that's the food explanation you gave, I think, is the clearest explanation that people can wrap their head around.
So I should make a video about it?
I think you
should.
Is that
a maternity leave project?
Yes, all right. Absolutely.
Greg, will you help me write some more jokes to go into it?
Heck yeah.
All right. Well, we'll continue to talk about this because I do think, I mean, I don't know how much legs this has because like I said, I do think it's complicated to have two different systems running, but I don't think Final Five voting is complicated. So I reject the premise
it's too
that
confusing.
Jay Weber says it's too confusing for voters. Like voters are smarter than you give them credit for.
414 real quickly. Good morning. I don't like it because Republicans would never win.
There you go. All right. When we come back, listen to the sound for breaking glass because we're going to do it right now, actually. Breaking glass.
There it
Call
is.
Call now if you want to win $100 and be prepared to tell us what you're going to spend your $100 on. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You can't get enough, but enough ain't the test. Transmission and your live wire. We've got your fuel line and a handful of rules you want.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some,
that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 80 this afternoon under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 54 tonight, mainly clear. Overcast skies tomorrow. Slight chance for isolated storms. Highs level off around 76. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday, 72. Saturday, 66. Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 72.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matnair and Greg Bach. And listen to the sound of glass breaking for your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card sponsored by Auto Glass Now. Glass breaking. all right. Well, we have two callers in line, so there's still time for you to call 844-967-2789. This is when I have voluntarily given myself the very, very difficult job of asking you, how would you spend $100? And then we hear the first three callers, and then I have to make the choice, which has been tough. The last 2 weeks we've done this, this has been very hard. But now I have Jane as a co-host, so I'm going to help. You have to help me.
Okay.
And Greg, you can help too if you want, but...
Gee, thanks.
It's a lot of responsibility. Do you want that kind of responsibility? I still feel guilt.
Me judging people and their decisions? Of course I love it.
All right. Well, call in. We still need one more caller, but we have two on the phone, 844-967-2789. Let's start with Tom from Grafton. Tom from Grafton, how would you spend $100 if he gave it to you today?
Well, my brother has a 9/11 birthday, and he's always said that since the tragedy of 9/11, 20 some years ago, that it's ruined his birthday. So I'm making a point of taking him out actually this evening for a little birthday gathering, and I'm going to take him to a decent restaurant and stuff. So I would put the money towards that.
Nice.
And I have a nice gift for him too. That's the truth.
Do you have is it in Grafton, or what would be the restaurant of your choice?
It'll be on the south side of Milwaukee, the suburbs.
Okay, nice. You want to give him you want to give him a shout out as one of your favorite restaurants? It's okay if you don't.
The Packing House was very nice on Layton. Very, very good steak.
There you go.
That is a good steak place, Tom. Definitely.
There you go. Yeah. See, people recognize that.
Oh
one.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Hang on, Tom. Don't hang up.
We'll come back to the person that we choose to get your information. All right. Then we have Scott from Chicago. Scott from Chicago, how would you spend $100?
Morning.
Good morning.
I would actually give it to a friend of mine. She is a human trafficking survivor. And for the last 3 years for Thanksgiving, she has made Thanksgiving dinners for people in the community. Last year, she made, I think, upwards of 300 meals, and she was in the process of making food for about 2 weeks. And so I'd love to just give her that $100 to help go towards making those meals.
Wow.
Does she have a program or like something that we can plug as far as a website that where she people can find and contribute to her unbelievable generosity?
I don't think in that way, but she does have a business, Hero Bands, where she like makes wristbands for people who are encouraging, also employs human trafficking survivors, as well as making bands to encourage children that have been extracted from trafficking. Well, HeroBands.com.
HeroBands.com. Okay, I'll put that in the show notes today. Your friend sounds awesome. That's a great way to spend $100.
Yeah.
Stay in the line. Don't hang up. And then do we have one more?
No, I think the minute Scott said what he said, the third caller dropped off.
I'm sorry, but Scott's going to, that's tough to beat.
That's tough to beat.
That's tough to beat.
That's a tough one to beat. And we don't have another caller, so I think we're going to give it, I think we're going to give it to Scott because yes. Thanksgiving is coming up. Tom, I also totally appreciate that you want to take your brother out.
For a nice dinner.
This
that's lovely.
This is why this is so hard.
It is hard.
Yeah,
it is
so
hard.
I've been so impressed with people's generosity as far as how they want to spend, you know, how they would spend $100. Yeah. It's great to hear. It's hard to choose.
Yeah. No. I agree. I think everyone I've heard so far has always been like, I'm going to give it to someone else.
I know.
Or to an organization. It's not, someone did text shoes.
I understand that sentiment. Yeah. I understand that sentiment, yeah, but yeah. No.
So all Scott, right. Stay on the line.
Scott,
I'm going to talk
to
you.
Tom, thank you so much for calling.
Have a lovely dinner.
And still take out your brother because that is lovely and he deserves to enjoy his birthday.
For sure.
But this also, just a reminder, this comes as the Auto Glass Now, which offers faster, reliable, and convenient service. Visit the Waukesha location on East Moreland Boulevard today.
Stop
Such
in.
A generous. We still have two more. You have to do this next week.
I know.
Are you going to keep the same question?
It's so hard. It's so hard. It is. Nobody wants to play judge, you know, and jury, except
well,
for Greg.
It sounds like
except
Greg does.
For Greg.
I do. But even when Scott called, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's it. Okay. All right.
We're doing this for two more weeks.
Yep. And again, this is all because of their generosity.
This is all because of Auto Glass Now. And I asked, I was like, is this not a, it's not a gift card
nope.
for to use services from Auto Glass Now? It's just $100. And so...
I wonder if maybe they ask themselves the question, like it's almost like an experiment to say, we want to give these away. We want to know what people are. Well, that was your idea, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they would, because I just, the idea that so far everyone has been generous with it. No one has said like, I mean, even if you said I'm going to pay for my child's what's and whatever, it's still a generosity. No one's saying, I'm going out in the town and having drinks for everyone.
I think that says something about our listeners, though, which I take pride in.
Absolutely. Yes, it does. It is very reflective.
And refreshing.
Yes.
And I was trying to think of another R-E word and I couldn't think of it. We'll blame the baby.
Refracting.
I'll end on this story. So it was National Voter Registration Day this week. And I made a couple TikToks about it that very much flopped as far as what video, compared to videos sometimes I post. This one was, no one was very interested. So I'm a little jealous. For a lot of reasons most of the time, but today, while I had I think 500 people saw my video, they go, oh, go register. Taylor Swift.
Oh, dear.
Is responsible for 35,000 new registered voters.
Wow.
And a Taylor Swift Instagram post drove record-breaking web traffic to vote.org this week and helped the site register more than 35,000 new voters. And it's just another example of her influence,
yes.
to say the least,
yes.
on American life between the economy and now the voter base. So I will say I'm a little jealous of that that influence. And I'm like, I'm a little sad. I don't think I inspired as many people to register to vote this week. But thank you, Taylor, because that's pretty cool.
Hey, 500, at least people, 500 people saw it. Maybe all of them registered.
There you go.
That's, check their registration.
Let's look at the bright side.
That is
Don't
not.
Don't compare yourself to the biggest pop star in the world.
Yeah, no. That you're setting yourself up for a bad day.
All right. Well, when we come back, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here for a public service announcement. If you have any health questions, text them in now. Call them in now, 844-967-2789. And then after that, at 11:30, we will talk to Paul Noonan for some sports. Stay tuned. We got a lot left. This is Ask Us Wisconsin. Nothing is better than you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today.
brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media.